You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Animal Planet's Whale Wars. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Whale Wars news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Whale Wars.
Welcome, yeah. Welcome. So, obviously another amazing episode of the Whale Wars. We're watching, by the way, our first video webcast for the show.
Oh, Whale Wars. Absolutely.
No, whales are important too.
I know, and so we have to broadcast it out to the world in both video and audio form. So we are here for you for both. Let me just congratulate the AfterBuzzers of the Month, two of whom are sitting here.
Two of the three AfterBuzzers of the Month are here with us.
Because he's always the AfterBuzzer of the Month.
No, that's not me.
Of the year, but, of the world.
It is Michelle Macedo and John Comerford.
Congratulations, Michelle.
Oh, you too, John.
Yes, indeed. They do so many shows, and they do so much for AfterBuzz. They deserve it. The other one is Ed Bowling, who actually got us back on iTunes.
Yes. Way to go, Ed. Thank you, Ed.
And, of course, I am Phil Svitek. Now, who is not here? Please answer the question. Who's not here
today?
Yes.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's
Stuart Lill.
Now, the whole reason why we have an AfterBuzz of Whale Wars, Stuart Lill is not here.
Now, Michelle, do you know why Stuart Lill is not here?
Because everyone should buy my album, MichelleMacedoMusic.com.
Thank you for completely ruling.
Shameless promotion. Okay.
From now on, Michelle Macedo is not. I take back everything. I take back the AfterBuzz.
She's no longer an AfterBuzz.
You can't take that back.
I can't.
That's printed on a piece of paper.
That's great. You are no longer allowed to promote your shows on AfterBuzz TV thanks to your shameless plugs.
Well, now that you said that,
all right.
I'm going to do it more.
Now, Stuart Lill, why
I'll tell
is
you,
he not here?
I'll tell you why.
Because
one reason only.
Why is that?
Because Dames is trouble.
That's true.
That's
now,
why.
Do you know why? Why is Stuart?
Because he hates whales.
Sure. Actually, Stuart Lill, I get a text. I got to go into the archives.
Yes.
I apologize for those of you watching.
Yes.
As I kind of go through this, but Stuart Lill sends me a text about Tuesday night.
I can't wait to hear what he said.
Let's see. Where is he? Stuart.
First of all, for those of you who don't know, Stuart Lill loves Whale Wars. He's been a fan of the show since its inception. And he's the one that got Phil addicted to it this is the fourth season for you? Fourth season for you. And it was because of that that Whale Wars is now an AfterBuzz.
Yeah, and he was here last podcast that we did, and
the only one that he's been to,
and he elevated the show so much.
Yeah, because he had so much history and so much knowledge of the
show.
If Whale Wars was a boat, then he would be the Paul Watson of the boat.
He would be. And now here's what I get. Hey Phil, this may come as a surprise to you. I'm leaving LA tomorrow, and I'm moving to the Philippines. I wanted to drop by later or tomorrow morning before I hit the road and say bye. What works best for you?
Okay, and why is he going to the Philippines?
Because of a girl.
That's why Dames is trouble.
Are you kidding? He gets to go to the Philippines. That's awesome. That's amazing.
No. He's not going on vacation.
He's not going on vacation.
I know, but he gets to go move there. That's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, so you'd like to
experience.
Go to the Philippines? You'd like to move there?
To visit. Yes.
Yeah.
So you
he's
don't want to
visiting.
Move there. Yeah.
Right, but he's visiting because the love of his life obviously is over there. And who wouldn't you got to live all over the world to be more knowledgeable. Mm. My parents definitely are
Stuart,
like,
let me
travel
tell you,
is
no.
education.
And that's what you're going to be doing with your life then, traveling?
Well, I'm going to travel a lot, yes.
But you're not going to live. Now,
knock on wood. Oh, my God. What is with your comments?
Not going to live around the world is what he meant.
The problem was, I mean, I can't believe he brought this up, and you know, I really wanted Stu back here.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if this is a promotion or a demotion,
yeah,
but he
exactly
is
sure.
the Filipino correspondent.
Yeah, he's the official.
Oh my God, Filipino that's correspondent. True.
Yeah, so
awesome.
There's a lot of water around the Philippines, all those islands, so maybe there's a lot of whales there. I don't know.
Well, I bet you they are.
You know what? We do have, I got to say, we do have somewhat of a Filipino presence.
Uh-huh.
And so thank you all in that region who support AfterBuzz. We love you.
Start speaking to
And you know what? Support, if you know Stuart Lill, I don't want to say the racist comment he said, but.
That's good. Thank you for avoiding that.
Nonetheless.
Making it
but
so
also,
much worse.
Thank you for bringing it up.
If you see Stuart Lill, say hi. Now, you'll know it's Stuart Lill because...
He's a white blonde guy.
I didn't want to
like
say
they don't
it.
Have that in the Philippines?
They don't.
They totally do,
but
you'll
don't.
Know Stu because he will not look at you, and he will be looking down and not able to speak. He'll be stuttering.
Yes. Well, enough
about
looking
Stu. Looking at his computer and typing.
Oh, yeah, he'll have his computer out while he's walking.
We've given Stu more time of day than he's given us, so thank you, Stu. Congratulations. On your newfound life.
Actually, yeah, we wish him well. We hope he has a great time. Godspeed to you.
Yeah. And
I just wish you didn't, you didn't have to text me.
Yeah.
You could have called.
You're feeling jilted. Phil is feeling jilted.
Oh, no.
This is,
But anyway, also, we're back on iTunes. We know we've been down for a long time. We're finally back, so you can listen to us
there.
Thank
you, Ed, for that.
Yes, thank you, Ed Bowling. And so now, without further ado, Whale Wars.
Whale Wars.
So we pick up where we left off in terms of the small boats being lost at sea.
Yep.
Last week
for 12 hours.
12 hours. And supposedly 13. Some people threw around 12 or 13.
12 and a half.
Mm-hmm. And obviously it was a big kind of cliffhanger last week with the last footage filmed.
I know.
Of
we
the
didn't
crew.
Know. We didn't know. I was
we
freaking out. And then they ruined
know.
It for me.
I'm sorry.
I was so
I ruined it for you.
Hooked.
But. Again, I mean, did you not even hear our commentary? I love how we talked about this whole thing throughout the show. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until after the mics went off that Michelle understood why we knew they lived. And that was for the fact that they were interviewed
after
the fact.
We talked about it on the show. I was saying that they did the interview. You got part of it.
Is that on the show? Can we delete that from online? Can we take that off the internet?
No. Unfortunately, that lives.
Yeah, that lives. Yeah.
That's... 80,000 people.
Your suspension
who have already
of disbelief is amazing.
Thank you.
I don't know of anybody that has as much suspension of disbelief as you.
That's such a compliment. Thanks.
Every movie you go to, you must think is actually happening.
Yeah, I do.
That's great. That's fun.
You know, I put myself in the situation.
You do. I know. That's probably really healthy in the acting.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I don't know if anything.
I felt they were more successful with their Chris Altman helicopter scenario from last week than they were with this because they kind of played it out. They let this one ride a little bit longer than just the teaser, whereas last week, you know, with Chris Altman and the helicopter, you know, it started the episode and then he got back and then we went to da-na-na-na. The world is a vampire. Da-na-na-na. With this one, we kind of went through more.
Oh,
and then
man,
they got back.
I thought you were going to keep going.
Well, Jesse won't play me my music. He hates me and my music.
Again,
just kidding.
The jilted
just kidding. I love.
Hasn't been a good week for Phil.
It's been a hectic
jilted
week.
Jilted twice. And now three times.
Enough about me. We're here to talk.
But we're here about the whales.
Oh, yeah,
It's about the whales.
Yeah.
And so they finally get back. And by the way, I made this comment, and I'm going to say it again. Imagine being the guy. You're sleeping. You're expecting these people to come back, so you're kind of taking a nap. And then you just hear a knock on your door of like, hey, they're back. Yeah, but I'm still tired.
You mean the guys that have been on the small boats?
No, the guys that have been on the Bob Barker, safe, warm.
Oh, yeah, safe and warm. That's right. We have to go get those guys that are freezing their butts off.
Ah, balls. I got to get out of bed.
Come on, five more minutes.
He was like,
five more minutes.
He was like, it's 8:30 in the morning.
That's right. They've been out there for 12 and a half.
Shouldn't be up.
What's 2 hours and 45?
Exactly.
Come on.
And like the doctor said, they could have been out for another 2 hours.
At least, yeah, they had another 2 hours before
and they were
really
soaking,
critical.
But like dry off. Like, you know, It happens all the time. Like, dogs just shake it off.
There you go. Rub some dirt on.
Okay.
Maybe not that.
Well, so Mikey, the guy we were always worried about, he gets sent to the doctor immediately.
What I like, core temperature of 90 degrees.
Ugh. Yeah. Wait, was that the guy that was in the bag?
Yeah.
You know what? It's interesting. I'm going to kind of go off on a tangent, but you guys ever see the movie Flatliners?
Yes. You can go on tangent.
Have you seen the movie Flatliners?
No.
Okay, well, John has, and for those of you who haven't, it's basically a group of scientists. It's ours, Kevin Bacon, Keith Sutherland, Julia Roberts. Why no one's heard of this movie is beyond me, I guess.
And they purposely put themselves in a situation where they're actually dying.
Yes, and when they lower their temperature.
They lower experience what it is to die, and then the other ones who are helping them do this revive them at the last minute.
Ew, what? Ew, yeah. Why do they want to do that?
They want to know what death is.
Oh, my God.
They want to know that they want to, they're living
because
on the
religion
the
failed, whatever, all the things failed. Now, interestingly enough, you had the opportunity to do that
right here. Right here, right. You could have let the guy flatline. Yeah. That's right.
But
no, they had to bring him back.
Oh, my God. That really freaks me out.
Well, they could have brought him back, but just, find out what death was all about.
Right. The title of that movie really freaks me out, too.
Flatliners, yeah.
Yeah, it was actually a psycho thriller. But anyway... So we're actually watching Mikey right now on the screen here,
shaking his butt off.
Yeah, he's
with the doctor who's the dog. So overwhelmed that doctor was. Well, in another 2 hours, it could have been critical.
Well, he could have died.
By the way, I mean, it just goes to show that these people, I'll give them credit. They're not most of them are not meant for the camera.
No, you
know, they're not.
No.
They don't know how to speak to it, because all they're there to do is do their job amazing.
Yeah, they don't care about the rest of it.
That is such an understatement. They are so awkward.
Well, okay, but why are they awkward? I'm trying to pay tribute to that.
Yeah, they're awkward because they spend no time for the camera. They don't care about that.
No, totally, but you're just saying that they're not meant to. I know that, but it's just they're just so awkward. I'm agreeing with you.
In a very
strange way.
No one heard that. There we go. High five.
Michelle almost says it shakes as much as Mikey does.
I know.
That's so funny. I hope that I pass out so that you guys feel bad.
Well, we're going to let you flatline, but we'll bring you back.
Michelle's kind of feeling bad, but whatever. All right, so onwards. So we got that out of the way.
That's
now,
like the doctor.
And who's the other?
He died, but he almost died. It was like the intense level of hypothermia. Yeah.
No, it was only a mild or moderate. Yes, indeed. That's what he said. Now, who's the other guy that was having the same?
Sammy?
Yeah, Sammy.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember what his temperature was. They said it in Fahrenheit.
You know what? I do have kind of...
It was way more normal.
Yeah. But I feel like the problem with it, the kind of issue right now that they're dealing with is there's a lot of plot. And they actually spend a lot of time with the Bob Barker.
Yes.
This whole season. You know, we kind of get the Steve Irwin, the Gorgira every now and then. But I feel the reason why, I've watched obviously all the seasons, and now you have, before Paul Watson was featured all the time.
Yeah, I know. He's not really featured.
He's not. And
really?
Peter Hammerstad, Matt Holland, Potsy, mm-hmm. You sort of knew all these people's names. Now, I don't really know. The doctor.
Yeah.
You still have Potsy, but if you, like for you guys... that haven't seen necessarily all the episodes, Potsy doesn't mean anything.
But how would they feature him? What would he do? You said he was just in his room. He would just hang out in his room and on the computer. So,
He did like the sit-down interviews.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's how you feature these guys.
Got it.
And then kind of giving their opinions and things like that.
Because they hardly ever do any of that with him.
Watson?
Yeah. They don't really
do
sit-down interviews.
Well, he's Jabba the Hutt. He sits there waiting for his phone with his, weird glasses and tell me information.
Yeah, he actually, he does a lot.
Nothing to do with what he does. And it's just, what it looks like.
I understand, but how boring would it be to feature him on a computer, much like Stu or Lil would be doing?
Yeah,
are you calling what Stu Lil does boring?
Well, no,
the act of it is boring.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying he looks like Jabba the Hutt.
Okay. Anyways, so yes, that is kind of how the show is. And there's just you know, that's why we don't know necessarily the other characters. That's why we don't know whether it's Sammy, Sandy, whatever.
Yeah, they're interchangeable.
Wait, so how, because I forget all the time, how do you remember which boat is which? Because they just have a bunch of, like, random shots of people walking around, well, looking out the window.
Usually they show the captain, or at least the people that you, I mean, because there are two or three people on the boat, the ship, excuse me, that I recognize, and I know what ship I'm on based on those people.
And you also get the lower third.
Yeah, usually they'll say Bob Barker or whatever.
Now, question. Let me ask you this. You guys, I lost the train of thought. But, it was the fact of the Bob Barker's captain. He said, you know, yeah, we have to risk our lives. We just have to do it responsibly.
Yeah,
you guys, you know, let's talk about that. I mean, what does that mean for you?
We're going to risk our lives, but we need to do it in a safe and responsible way, which I find hysterical, because how do you risk your life in a safe and responsible way?
Yeah, you don't.
The idea that you're risking in a safe way is kind of counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't exist.
I don't think it does. I mean, how do you take a risk if you're being safe?
No, you don't.
That definitely
doesn't make sense. They're just crazy.
It's contradictory.
They're just trying to, the
more safe you are, the less risky you are.
Yeah.
Responsible.
You're responsible for your own life.
Well, in this case, I don't think they are. I mean, they are to some degree, but they don't.
They're out there. They're in Antarctica.
They're
being
willing
crazy.
To, you know, put their life.
I want to see the contract they have to sign in order to volunteer.
I imagine it
would be very interesting in the regard. Is it much like skydiving, where literally when you do skydiving,
you sign everything away?
Yeah, but skydiving, it literally says, by doing this activity, you know you can die.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it says.
Your family, whomever can't receive any kind of payment from us if you do
die. I went in the jungle and lived in like a little hut for like a month, and they made us sign a thing. My brother set this up. They gave us a paper that said if we die, then it's not their fault at all because there were like bugs and snakes and a scorpion under a pillow. And I didn't sleep.
Jungle?
My brother like booked the vacation.
It was a vacation?
Yeah.
Oh, must be fun. This girl, this is the girl who, if she sees a spider, freaks out.
I don't know what you're talking about. But that's where I saw, we were going.
No spiders on these boats.
Caving. And we went in the cave.
Spelunking.
Yeah. But anyway, I was in the cave and I saw a green thing like 3 feet away from me. And I was like, oh, that's weird. That little green thing in the water. And I was, like, talking to the guide person. I was like, check out this snake. And he was, like, started to freak out and was, like, screaming at me. And then when we got out of it, it turns out that it's Central America's most poisonous snake. And it was, like, swimming towards me. And then we got up to some Mayan ruins that were still, like, intact.
All right.
Okay.
If you'd like to hear more about Michelle Macedo's life,
email Phil and ask.
No, check out MichelleMacedoMusic.com.
Mm-hmm. That story's in there.
Now, that was a nice plug.
Yes. Anyways, so...
Strategy.
By the way, so on our screen right here, as we're watching / doing our podcast, I like their kind of graphic shots of their strategy.
Yeah.
And I live for this, but... And I can't even fathom how we're still having... It's interesting when you get other people involved with Whale Wars. I thought it's a very simple show, and you can get anyone involved in at any moment because they kind of do, a very nice recap of, like, the Japanese are doing this, and they say it's for whaling, but these sheep shepherds say this. And then you're pretty much caught up.
Yeah. That's
not so much for Michelle. She's still... We were still trying to understand why... It was a bad thing that the Japanese whaling ships were tailing.
I was so focused on what they're doing that I didn't read all of the stuff that they said. I did write it down, and you guys didn't write it down at all, but you knew it.
Every episode, I mean, they've always said the problem with them being tailed is that they can relay the coordinates to the mothership that they're always trying
to. I told you not to judge me before I asked that question.
I'm not judging you. I'm merely...
You're making a judgment.
Well, fine. I'm making a judgment, but I'm at least not prejudging. So whose fault is that?
That just doesn't make sense. And you try to turn around. Yeah. But why don't you tell me the simplified version of what you're trying to say?
Simplified version of what I'm trying to say is this is the reason why I love the show. It's the reason why I like TV shows about business, politics, law, crime.
You like the strategies.
Yeah. And that excites me. And for this, you know, I mean, it is.
Well, it is.
It is a war.
Today they were doing a chess game part of it, the chess game part of it. Okay, if they're here and we can get away, then we can go do this. But that could be a decoy. So they were playing all that game and stuff. And Paul was deciding, all right, since that whaling ship is going to be leaving us, one of us should take a run and try to get out of the radar.
Yeah.
And he did, and it paid off for him this time. And so I like that part of it. There, all this strategy, all this chess game. If they're going to do this, then we should zig. If they're going to zag, we should, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That part of it.
Because it's Battleship.
Now, question is the bunker a decoy? Do they have another?
So.
No.
Based on the way they were responding, because I would think that if they weren't a decoy,
mm-hmm.
they would have been all crazy on the phone. Like, what the hell are you guys doing? Get away from us. Mm-hmm. Stop this nonsense. What are you trailing us for? I would think something like that would have happened.
Mm.
But they were acting as if they knew why they were being trailed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
And ergo, they're acting guilty because they know.
And they said the captain said a lot of maybe, and I don't know.
That's because his English is not so good.
Well, that's what I was thinking, and then they're like so into attacking someone.
It's the San Laurel, right? Is it
Panama?
Sun Laurel.
It's from Panama.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Out of Panama.
All right.
Well, I mean, that's pretty good evidence. Not pretty good evidence. That's circumstantial evidence that because it was in port in Japan at the same port where Nishan Maru was, and it left roughly the same time. So that's pretty good.
That's true.
Yeah.
But also, I think from a certain light, if they saw an iceberg and it looked a little bit like a boat, I think they would attack that too.
They were all excited. They couldn't
just have
some
fun.
Tell the kids downstairs.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And I go, and then they just went across the bow. And
I know. That's what I was thinking. Then what were they going to do? Just
I know.
Intimidate them.
Obviously, they weren't going to do any prop fouling because they weren't positive. So all you can do is just follow them.
Yeah.
And which makes for some very interesting TV in the sense that that's not really exciting.
But then if they don't get to the other boats, they can't give them fuel.
By the way, no, you could. I mean, here's the thing: you can make anything exciting. I mean, that's the problem.
The right
with
music,
a lot of
the right editing.
No, that's the problem with a lot of movies. You can take the most sophisticated and interesting concept ever, and you just tell it so poorly that it just sucks, or you take the most mundane mm-hmm. and tell it so well that wow, it's riveting. And you know what? If they really played their cards right, then the bunker went left, and so we had to go left, and oh my god, and then they went right, and so we had to go right.
Yeah, unless anybody was standing back looking at this, going, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
Well, for Michelle, I'm sure it would work because she'd be so involved in it. Her suspension disbelief, she would just be right there with them and going, how exciting this was. For a guy like me, who is a little bit more cynical, I'll be standing out there going, no, you're just going left and following him. What's the deal?
You just got to pretend. Yeah. Whale Wars needs more people like Michelle because then they could literally be like, oh my God, they went left. Like, we don't know what to do.
Get over there.
So we had a big meeting and we came up with what to do. And so we went right. And then we went left.
And I'd be the guy going, why are they going back to an iceberg to wait for their motherships when the iceberg moves? How can that be a point of reference?
See, I would totally say that too. You just got to call in and give your 2 cents. And I'll totally make it interesting. You know, really, you're just saying that I can make anything interesting.
This is the thing that drives me crazy. Okay, they have a strategy that says, okay, the small boats are going to go out there and mess with the
big boats.
Whalers that are following us.
The Yushimadas.
That are following us so that we can get away.
Yeah.
How does that possibly work? Here's why. This is why I asked the question. So these small boats, they do this. The big boat gets away. Well, where do the small boats go? They know eventually that big boat has to come back to get the small boats. Those small boats can't survive. So they don't have to go chase the big boat. They just wait. So how is that a good strategy?
You should email Paul Watson. I think he's on his computer.
Oh, and they, you know, what would have been really, really funny is after that, once the small boat crew got back, like, hey guys, listen, this is gonna really suck, but we have a lead, and we need you to go after them.
Exactly. So,
and this is what you signed up for.
We're gonna put two bags on them. It's gonna be fine.
And so we're gonna do the Prop Fowler thing again.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No.
So
let's go back to the gorge here. And this is one of those ones that I felt they didn't quite do right. You know, we were always questioning, wait, do they have their other?
Yeah, they didn't spell that out for us. They should have talked about it more. They assumed that we knew that one prop for the Gojira was still inactive.
And that's the problem. We knew that. And we were wondering, wait, did it get fixed or not?
Yeah, right, because it was still moving, so still
that
catching
same
up.
Question.
So it obviously could move at a certain speed and was faster than those other ships. And they just needed to take. I would have loved if they had put that up on the board again and say, "Here's where this tanker is. We're way over. Even on one engine, we can go this fast, and we'll catch." That I thought would have been cool.
I think they can do a lot more like visual stuff because, to me,
That's the big. That's actually like a lot of money. Yeah.
What, to do the little...
Yeah.
Oh, there. How much does it cost to put this boat on for all the cameramen on in the Antarctic?
After Effects, for crying out
loud. Well, I would venture to say that the camera guys don't get paid too much.
No.
So, not really lucrative.
Well, because it's reality. But I'm saying, like, it can't be that expensive to do the little graphics.
Okay, unfortunately, literally, this show... I mean, they have a budget, but they
Are
don't have a budget.
Are you just, like, trying to
disagree? No, I'm just telling you the facts. Like, they can't really spend too much money on this show.
Well, anyway, if money wasn't an issue, I think that I would be less confused if it was more visual. Because for now, it just looks like we're just, like, moving around in a boat.
Let's say it's true that they didn't have the budget for that, which is fine. They don't have the budget to do a graphic, whatever. But they could have easily done it in a voiceover. They use the guy all the time.
They could have.
And that would have been an easy fix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or had one of them, like, explain it. It's like putting puzzle pieces together of what they're all saying.
I also think it helps build attention when you really tell the story.
Yeah.
Just really get, oh, shit, they can't, oh, how are they going to catch up?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think while this season has been really great, but I think the problem that they're finding is that early on, it was very simple to kind of tell the story. It was one ship. One crew,
and
you had one goal.
Mm-hmm.
This, you're kind of trying to pick moments, and I think they're kind of, story-wise, they're kind of flustered of how do we do this. Now, if there is a season 5, I think they'll have that figured out.
Yeah, I think so too, because I think they're just having problems with the narrative. They don't really know the story that they want to tell, and you know, obviously this has already happened.
Yeah.
So they can go back and figure out how to tell a story.
Yeah.
But Are they there all year?
No, there's a whaling season.
Yeah,
what, do you know what it is?
The whaling season?
January?
It's our winter is their summer.
Mm,
so they're in the southern hemisphere.
Yeah, because it's right. I'm really excited for our AfterBuzz field trip to the Antarctic.
We're going to broadcast live.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Jesse, put on your gloves. How do you feel about that?
We're going to follow the Emperor. We're going to do the March of the Penguins. It'll be March of the AfterBuzzers. Morgan Freeman is going to narrate it.
Yeah, he is.
Awesome.
Let's call him up.
As long as we bring a penguin home.
Oh, yeah.
Another mascot.
Buzz can play with it.
Mm-hmm. So, I forget, where did we leave off?
Oh. Well, we were talking about the Gojira with its one engine, and it caught up to the big Sun Laurel.
Oh, yes, yes. And then, unfortunately...
Then all of them. I thought that was a good strategy, too. If they really felt that that was, and obviously they did, they felt that that was a fueling ship. For the other Yushamaro, all those ships. So they were just going to hang out. Okay, fine. If the hounds, you know, if we can't find the fox, we'll have the fox come to us.
Yeah. Well, I thought for me, and I don't know, I kind of predicted this, I never thought that they would leave all three ships together. Now, I knew the Gojira was going to be sent off anyway.
Yeah.
But
why would you not use it?
But at the end of the day, I always figured it would just be one ship trailing.
Yeah.
So you didn't need all three.
Exactly. You just need the one, And that's, you know, because you have the small boats as well. So yeah. That's what I thought would happen too. But I just love that they all converged. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Finally. I mean, I don't know how big this area is that they've been in, but I thought it was great that they finally converged.
Well, they're always, whenever we get coordinates or whatever, they kind of say it's usually on average 50 miles that they're always apart.
Yeah.
So.
And then they sent the other guy back.
The Gojira. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Did we talk about that?
No, we're about to talk about that. So would you like to segue into that?
Well, they sent the other guy back.
Good job segueing. Yes, so they sent the other guy back. The Gojira is experiencing more technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's like, what? Was this Gojira made by Toyota? What's the problem here?
I don't know.
The plumbing was all wrong, I guess, because there's water
the splitter
spraying.
Or whatever the heck it is that they were talking about. The separator, I think is what they call it.
Whatever it was, they were like, basically, and it seems like every time it's one of these, basically, we needed to run the ship. Basically, it's the most important part on the boat. Like, and so basically all of
it's extremely
frustrating because yeah. I want this. I mean, the ship's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really fast. It looks cool. It's called Gojira. Mm-hmm. And the son of a, it just doesn't work.
I mean, it's as they said, it's literally their greatest weapon in this fight.
And their Achilles heel.
And for the audience, it's the most exciting part of the show.
Yeah.
What could be.
Yeah, and so, it's lame. It's limp.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's.
But how do they not put someone on it or have, like, a plan? I just don't understand why it's falling apart if it's supposed to be their newest and their best.
Well, it's their newest, but it doesn't mean that the ship itself is.
The ship's not new. But it is not as old as the other ships. It's fairly new. And it was working great. I mean, the thing was really fast in the first couple episodes. The thing was motoring like crazy. So that part was interesting and exciting. But since it's had its problems, it's just getting worse for them.
And I love the manual. The guy, the so-called expert, flips through the manual.
That's amazing.
Yeah, this says it's unfixable.
And I'm wondering if he really is an expert or is just, you know, because they may be, this is not easy to get people to commit to this. And, and who knows if they didn't really have an engineer or mechanic. But this is the best we could do.
But
he's the only one willing to sign up and be a vegan, the whole thing.
Like, exactly.
He's looking through the manual. I just go,
step one.
You're looking through the manual here? you know, because I've worked on boats and ships and stuff like that. And Steve, who does...
Steve Bottomley, who does Men of a Certain Age.
He works on ships as well, boats. So when you know your way around them, you don't really need to look at a manual.
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering. That's like if a astronaut was looking at a manual for the freaking
space shuttle.
Well, that would make me really nervous.
There's a few parts on that.
Yeah,
but it was kind of shockingly sad. It's like, what? Really?
I know they had no idea. They panicked for sure. They're like, "Oh, Paul, what do we do?"
No, well, I love how some of them panicked, but like always, they're kind of, and for those of you watching, they kind of just lean back, and I'm going to take my mics, I guess, and they're like, "Yeah, this is really frustrating."
Yeah,
and you're just kind of lounging around talking about how frustrating
this
is.
They always look like they're lounging around,
and you're like, "Yeah, this really dampers our whaling, huh?"
Exactly.
And then it like,
and you're
cuts
like, "Okay,
to...
do you even care?"
Then it cuts to like one of the guys that we know, and then like a random person that they're with. I feel like there's always like some random people every few shots that I'm like, where did you come from?
Yeah, and those are the guys who care. Oh, that guy's on it. It's all good. That guy's on it.
Yeah. And frustrating. I'm sure it was extremely frustrating for them because they're so committed to this, but it's frustrating for us because we want this thing to go find. They've done a decent job of telling us and getting us involved to want them to find the ship, to stop the whaling, and we haven't seen enough of that yet.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder, what's interesting, because in the past, you've always had, like, a gauge on how much whaling we've stopped.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, we just know
we're,
like, week five.
Yeah, and they've been being trailed for 3 weeks or whatever it is. So, well, how much whaling, and they haven't caught up to the processing ship at all. So, we don't know how much whaling's been done.
Yeah, the other whalers, mine's, you know.
The only good thing about the whole thing is usually one or two of the whaling ships has been involved in trailing or tailing our good guys, so they haven't been whaling at all.
Yeah.
So who knows how many whales?
And maybe this is my sick, twisted mind.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But I want our guys to catch one of the ships in the act of whaling.
Yeah.
And no, well, here's the thing. I say it's sick, twisted because in the regard of like that means some whaling's going on. So
right.
For all I know, right now, no whaling has gotten done
True.
Because of all of this action. But you know, I don't
but
know
just,
that. I need an
like,
indicator.
I would like to be, I'd like to experience, to view them stopping some whaling. That's what I would like to see.
Yeah,
it was interesting to see the prop fouling, all those kinds of stuff, putting on the tracker. All those kinds of things are interesting. But I want to see the wars.
Yeah,
I want to see them stopping them doing that so that I can say that these guys are really out there doing it.
Yeah.
And right now I haven't been able to see
They're lounging. I mean, they're doing things.
We're doing
this
a lot of checking the horizon.
It is very, this is
It's a lot of binoculars.
Exactly. Yeah, yes. I had to explain that one too. I like that. Binos. Yeah. I'm going to use that.
Sounded like dinos.
Yeah.
Is that really that bad?
I believe they had a subtitle for that one. So.
And he was. It was maybe if he said field glasses, that would have been better. The one thing about the tracker that was driving me crazy too, this tracker, which they risked
finally
their
explained.
Lives to put on the ship, only sends a beacon every or a signal every 4 hours.
Yeah, that's
on average.
Completely
crazy.
Yeah,
because you know how far a ship can get away. I mean, you're tracking one thing in 4 hours. 4 hours. That's
well,
a long
I know that,
time
that
to get a next signal.
4 hours is a long time to be far away when you're like sinking in the Antarctic and having hypothermia.
No, but like,
they could. My point is, with the technology we have today, that's as quick as
I know.
That
that's
thing
what
can
I was
be?
Thinking. Like today, they couldn't get anything better. Anything.
It might as well be on galleys out there. Or galleys or galleons?
Galleons.
Galleons. Okay, great. There's a dog commercial that, yes, we care about animals.
So
I'm kind of shocked by that. And then I'm asking myself, okay, is that the best one they could get because of budget or whatever? Or is that the best one available? It can't be the best one available. I'm sure we have something. I'm sure our military has something way better than that.
Yeah.
But that thing was huge. I could understand it if it was a small thing that didn't have a huge battery source, couldn't send out a large signal, whatever. But that thing was huge.
And by the way, that's like the old it very much retro in the regard of like, okay, you have this huge thing, but it doesn't do a lot.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
In fact, it's debilitating
it's like
you in the fact that like people can, people can see it, so it's easily
Japanese.
Computers. Oh, the Sea Shepherds did it. Great.
Although I thought one thing that was good about the tracker was that it was roughly the same color as the hull of the. Japanese.
So they would
just paint it the right color,
yeah,
right?
And if they didn't know, I don't know if anybody, because you have to look over pretty far to on the aft end of that thing.
Well, it's interesting. So, I wonder, like,
and it didn't look like anything. I mean, it just looked like it looked like part of the ship.
Well, what kind of really angers me and frustrates me is the fact that no matter what on these other ships, not the Sea Shepherd ships, but the other ones, the Japanese ones. You never see any people.
Yeah, yeah, they don't.
Like, I know.
Maybe they didn't sign the waiver.
Yeah, it's probably they didn't. The whalers probably didn't sign release forms.
Yeah, they
that sucks.
They sent them over with the spud
but you know,
gun.
All the time, every time we've seen clips from past seasons, that you see the seamen, the sailors. Sorry, sailers. Or whatever, whalers, whatever you want to call
them. The Japanese whalers?
Yeah, you see them throwing, they're throwing the bomb, the stink bombs back. They're there, they're running the cannon.
You see their face, though?
Yeah, well, you as much as you can. Well, I mean, we're not on the ship, so your yards.
That's what I want. Someone to jump on the ship. That's
war.
That's pirate war.
But my point is, we've seen that. Every time we've seen these guys.
Today?
Yeah.
Go see season one, thanks.
But every time, this time, when we've been close to the ships and they've been... You know, using the stink bombs or the potato can and whatever it is. We haven't seen anybody.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, they need to step it up.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be exciting. Oh, I guess we'll save that for predictions.
Well, all right. So let's kind of get to the last part of, like, we're finally kind of moving forward. We've succumbed to the idea that the Gojira is not going to be with us for a little bit as it goes to the port.
Yeah. Going back to port.
And we just successfully got out of, you know, lost the tail. Paul Watson is as happy as I've ever seen him in 4 seasons.
Yeah, he was aglow.
And John, give me some smart writer crap about
smart
Paul Watson. Come on. How would you describe Paul Watson in that moment?
Ebullient.
That's all you got? Just one adjective?
Oh, my God.
Well, I thought that was a pretty good one. You got one?
Don't let him make you feel like that.
Paul Watson was ebullient.
Ebullient?
What is it?
How do you say?
Ebullient.
Ebullient?
I think I'm pronouncing it correctly.
He was like a kid on Christmas morning.
Oh.
who for 12 years has been asking for whatever toy.
A Barbie Jeep.
A Red Ryder PB gun.
Yes. And he finally received it after those 12 years, and tears of joy on his face, yet the biggest smile.
Yeah, but I can't. Why was he so happy?
Because his plan finally worked. I don't know.
Yeah, I was, why is this because
they're following the fuel ship?
No, because here's the thing. Every time we see him, he just gets bad news.
Yeah, that's
continually
true.
Bad news. Yeah. And he looks like on the verge of like, what the?
Yeah, every time.
What is wrong with you people?
This is how I usually see him. He starts out like this looking at, because he's usually sitting down. He looks up at whoever's talking to him. And then he goes.
His head just
drops. He just falls.
And you know he just wants to blame that guy. Like, what? Is
Get
wrong
off
with you?
My ship.
Yeah. Do you really suck that bad?
I wonder yeah, how he is normally on day to day basis.
I don't know if he has a day to day basis. I mean, I think that's it.
I mean, people understand why he's. I mean, I understand why he is a hard ass.
It takes a particular person to be able to do this, and the happy go lucky guy is not it.
Yeah. I mean, he literally, and rightfully so, you know, one time the small boat crews were taking too long to get off and to get into the water. And he was like, you guys, what the hell is wrong with you? Get the boat in the effing water. Doesn't take much.
Yeah.
Go. And yeah, they got the message.
Does anyone fight with him?
I haven't seen it. We haven't seen it.
Well, that Peter Brown. Really Peter Brown's second season.
Yeah, didn't he get booted?
Because he
got, quote, booted, but he got booted. Anyway, so finally we have the good news, and lo and behold, New Zealand gives us a call. Ring, ring, yeah. Hello.
Yeah, this is like two steps forward, three steps back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to borrow Breaking Bad's quote of the main character, Walter White, just so frustrated. Every time we move forward, we take 40 steps back. Why is this happening? And you know, that's what Paul Watson's mentality is.
Yeah.
Every time.
And this is what I'm curious about. He goes, so you know that they have to go save somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering I really want to know what's in Paul's head. Well, is that person worth the whales that
you know,
we
everybody's thinking that.
Yeah, or it's like, hey, look, they're human beings. They chose to be there. These whales didn't.
Exactly.
But
so
then
I'm wondering how he tips the scales.
Yeah.
What his thought process?
But no, he tips the scales.
That could be us. You know, like what if we were like that, and then we would want people to come save us.
Yeah. Or is he as hard assed as we think? Because I don't think there's anything out of his character that would say this. That wouldn't say this. No, that's you made your bed.
Yeah, and here's why he hasn't, and here's why he can't. International law.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I don't know
the
law.
That's the only thing
he has
to.
I think they have to.
They have to, yeah, because they said they have to stop doing their thing until those people are saved. Yeah. But then I think that what
or
it looked
dead.
Like. Oh yeah.
I'm just saying,
but
it's an option.
It looks really exciting.
It's an option.
Really exciting, really dramatic.
I take option two, please. It's really dramatic. What?
Really exciting. Yeah. And I think that it's going to be like a new kind of war for them. All of them get excited really
easily.
But
can you imagine? You say, what, we have to go save these people? Damn it.
And it's
what
two
about the whales?
People.
Yeah.
Right? It's two people, if I'm not mistaken.
I can't remember. But.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think they said two or three or something.
Oh, congratulations. Three people.
I would just love that argument. I'd love it out loud. I would love it on camera. Like, why do we have to go save anybody? Look, we got a job to do here. We're saving whales here.
Exactly.
Yes.
One whale, think of it, just the mass alone. One whale is worth how many people?
Exactly.
Just by sheer mass.
The whale could eat the people. The people could hang out in the whale. Like Pinocchio.
And Jonah.
And then they'll save the whales
so
from the
you're
Japanese.
Saying if we can get the whales to save the people.
Yes. We can work as a team. We go to the Japanese and stop them from whaling.
Why isn't she a captain of her own vessel?
Thank you.
She was. Remember, we came up with that you were going to be the Bob Barker. I was going to be the Steve Irwin. She's going to be the Gojira.
Gojira!
And like on the... Never
oh,
mind.
No.
Interpolate where I was going without fans. Anyways, I think so we're
going
left with this cliffhanger. And let's go to commercial.
Commercial.
Come back with predictions.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
So, we just found out Michelle's goal in life is to go to every country.
Oh, my God. Now you just told everybody that.
Well, look, everybody's going to know because you're going to visit every country.
So. Yeah, that's true. And I already started counting.
Oh, my God. Like, what did I reveal? Like, some deep, dark secret? Like, what?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? That's a noble goal.
Here we go.
There it is.
Michelle's going on a trip. To every country in the world.
All right, that's good.
That's a good one.
Michelle's the singer.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. Yeah, see, what do I get for my pain?
Well, I think you could. You were the only person that could sing that song.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, so. I have a prediction. I predict we are not going to see any of those cute little whale shots that we hope to have seen.
No, again, I think this is a new season. Yeah, they're still figuring out how they want to tell it.
But yeah, we haven't
unfortunately,
seen any. I don't think they're going to show them.
Unfortunately, we're not in the edit bay anymore.
Exactly.
But nonetheless, I find it a very good season. And you know what? Even though it takes us off course and it takes us away from saving the whales, I think it'll be exciting in the regard that this is going to be something new.
Yeah, because we've never seen anything like this, and we don't know how they're going to respond to something like this.
Yeah,
and I do. I'm really curious. I wish I was in the on deck when they were talking about this, and whether or not they have any reservations about stopping their pursuit or and going after these people.
I got a thing.
What's that?
Hold off on your thing. Now, so the boat of the people is missing, right? Or whatever?
Yeah, something's up. I don't know what the...
It'd be interesting. I want to know how big their boat is. And if I was Paul Watson, I'd be on the phone with New Zealand. How big is their boat?
Exactly.
Can we commandeer this?
How fast is their boat?
Thing?
Exactly.
That's the payoff we want. We will save them.
And then, are they vegans?
If they're not vegan.
Wait, do we know what country they're from? From New Zealand.
All we know is that New Zealand is asking them to do something about it. Where they're from, we don't know.
What if they're from a country
that has whalers? What if they're from a Japanese whaling company?
That'll be a conflict of interest.
Well, but then that doesn't necessarily mean that they're whalers, and so then they could work together and have them trick.
But they're
Japanese
penguiners.
Ships.
They're penguiners.
No.
I didn't want them to be penguiners.
He's not saying they are or that he wants them to be. Just they might be.
Haven't you seen Happy Feet that do nothing for you?
Okay, I've seen Free Willy, and I love Free Willy.
Yeah.
And I want to
all
save
three
the whales.
Of them, by the way. Highly underrated trilogy.
It is.
So true.
And, okay, the Japanese have whalers. I'm not saying that's right, wrong, or whatever. I'm just saying... That's a fact. So, if they were penguiners, they were penguiners.
Any other predictions?
I'm really excited. I think that maybe some people aren't going to be alive and that they should put more whale shots in it, in the show.
That's a hope.
Yeah, that's not really... That's all right. Well, we thank you. Yes. Very good, Gene. Who is Gene, by the way?
I don't know.
I love that. Who is Gene?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for listening to another edition of Whale Wars.
Whale Wars.
Stuart,
we miss you.
Look out
already.
For us, for the whales.
Stu, one of these days, I'm going to plug your actual phone number and all that crap. But nonetheless, if you have whale wishes for whale
wishes. Nice.
Stuart,
I like it.
Lil,
that's
info
good.
At AfterBuzzTV.com. Stu will be calling in from the Philippines.
He better.
It's like a 16-hour difference.
What the hell? Doesn't matter.
He will be calling a date before we do the show.
We'll record it and then air it. Nice.
So that'll be interesting. Anyways, we thank you for listening. Save the whales. I don't know why they still don't plug their plugs, but nonetheless, save the whales. Jesse, don't you have a thing that, tonight? DJing gig now?
No, next Friday.
Next Friday.
All right, we'll
tell,
sure tell
the fans
it,
about, it.
Know about it.
Real quick.
Next Friday at the Vodka Lounge in downtown Los Angeles.
Ooh. So if you live in L.A., plan on being in L.A.,
want
to come out to L.A.,
now.
There you go.
There's your
the place to be. Friday night.
And, of course, MichelleMacedoMusic.com. Check it out on iTunes. It's great. They'll love it. Very soothing, much like the whale music in this. Anyways, and that is a compliment. We wish you the very best of weekends, and keep saving the whales. We'll see you next week.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Whoa, all right.
We just got word.
Where are you from?
This is breaking news.
Hello, we're going to extend the podcast. Caller, we just got a caller that we had to get.
Oh, man, that happened.
What a tease.
Oh, thanks, Jess.
That's a whale tease.
I hate when that happens. At least it wasn't like, were you guys on the show? Oh, Tamara and I were when the wrong number called. He was like, who is this?
Well, we missed out on that.
All right. Well, thanks to DJ Jesse for playing a prank on us.
Very funny.
And let's buzz him later.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.